this is not a loan. There is no interest. There is no repayment. In this strategy, basically, you have the ability to, instead of having this money invested in Apple or Google stock or an index fund, you're investing it into your own business where it can continue to grow.
Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, we are going to talk about one of the most common and easily least known way in which you can fund your new franchise. On our podcast, we talk often about the overall process we take our clients through, what that journey will look like once they start vetting franchises, and even learn more about specific franchise options. And all of that is great, of course, but without access to the almighty dollar, franchise ownership is not possible. Now, it is true that it often takes significantly less money to start a franchise than people think, but what are the actual funding options? And that's what we're going to talk about today. And we're very happy to have a franchise funding expert joining us as well. But before we dive into all of this, let's first tell you who we are. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. All right, now let's get to the good stuff, which means we have a special guest joining us today. We have Miss Tara Thomas, who is the senior funding consultant for FranFund. And FranFund is one of the premier franchise funding companies, offering a wide array of financial pathways to ownership. So Tara, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Tim. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we hope you're ready. We're going to some questions for you, and we definitely want to pick your brain on the ROBS program, also known as the Rollover for Business Startup. But first off, maybe just give us a quick little understanding of FranFund. Who are you guys? What do you guys do?
Yeah, so I'd be happy to talk through that. So FranFund has been around for a little over 16 years now, and we are based in Fort Worth, Texas. Our founder was in franchising and development for a long time. He was a franchisee himself. And after working in the industry for many years, I think he just noticed that there was this gap in the funding space. So he saw all these entrepreneurs that were interested in small business ownership, but not a lot of information or support to get the funding and the capital to make it happen. So FranFund was actually the pioneer of the concept of multiple funding solutions under one roof. So prior to that, people would have to go to each bank individually for loans or go to a provider for ROBS. So we built our reputation on being able to do both. And most of what we do is within the franchise industry.
Awesome. Cool. And I think it's just in franchising in general, it's just this kind of this hidden industry that people don't know much about, and then they get into it to see how big it is, how many different resources. You don't have to constantly go figure everything out. And if it's funding, we now know we go to Tara and we go to FranFund. You guys will be able to take care of it.
Absolutely, so, that's what we're here for.
Very cool. But our thing we want to hear about today, and I always said this is probably maybe the most common or really close to it as far as funding option, but easily the one people just don't have the foggiest idea it even exists. So what the heck is a ROBS?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, Tim, that is the IRS's fun acronym for Rollover for Business Startup. Often people will also call this as the 401k rollover or just the rollover. But the crazy thing is that this program has been around since the IRS Act of 1974. So no funding provider created this program. It is part of the IRS code. It's been around for a long time now. And basically, it allows you to use eligible retirement dollars and invest it into your own business without any income tax or early withdrawal penalty. So, you know, it's weird because I think, you know, some people I'll talk to and they're not familiar with it and they're off guard right away because we've always been told not to touch our retirement, right? That's a no-no. But this is not a loan. There is no interest. There is no repayment. In this strategy, basically, you have the ability to, instead of having this money invested in Apple or Google stock or an index fund, you're investing it into your own business where it can continue to grow.
Yeah. And the other thing, when you talk about not touching the retirement, the thing people immediately go to is, well, if I'm going to withdraw $200,000 out of my retirement account, I'm going to get hit with the penalty. Yep. Right off the bat, right? Plus the taxes. And I don't know, maybe I'm barely able to help my 7-year-old with math, so don't trust me on this, but maybe you end up with like 120 at the end of all of that. And so it becomes, because again, it's just, we get beat into our head. But with the ROBs, like, those things aren't, it's not taxed. Right. There's no big penalty for being able to use Correct. Their own money.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of times we'll use the example of like $150,000. If you were to take it out and you're not 59 and a half or older, you're going to, you know, let's assume an average tax bracket of 30%, a 10% early withdrawal penalty, you're only going to have $90,000 to invest in your business. If you have $150,000 in eligible retirement dollars using this strategy, you have all of that money available for you to pay franchise fees, working capital, inventory, equipment. You can even use it for payroll for employees, including yourself. So you really have the ability to have that pre-tax money for you and continuing to grow as your business grows. So it is very much an investment. And for many people, it's a diversification of their retirement portfolio.
Yeah. And I think every now and then we'll run across people like, oh my gosh, I couldn't possibly use my retirement, you know, yes. my 401k, the last 10 years, it's gotten 8% interest, right? Or return. Like, okay, first of all, if you think over the next 10 years of owning your own business, if you're not going to have a better return than that 8% you got the last 10 years, then seriously, we need to rethink you being a business owner, right?
I agree. So, I tell people that all the time because they're always like, well, you don't know. But I'll tell you, many of our clients have found that they're able to get a better return on investment while investing in their own business versus the traditional market. And on top of, you know, understanding the return and what that might look like, you also have to compare it against if you were to take a loan, you know, the loan, the interest, the fees that you're going to pay on top of it. So that compiled, and not to say, you know, this is a standalone product, Tim. So a lot of people are using this strategy to self-fund their business, but it also can be used in combination with an SBA loan or other type of loan if you need, you know, to cover the cash injection that SBA lenders will require.
Gotcha. And then, so what happens then? So let's say I do the ROBs and I start my new franchise, but I want to actually, you know, continue to contribute. Now I want to take the earnings from the business, and I do want to invest back into kind of a 401k. Do I need to go get something separate, or what you guys are going to establish, will that work as well?
That is a great question. So, you know, a quick high level overview of the ROB strategy is that in this strategy, FranFund would actually create your operating entity, which would be a C corporation. So we create the C corporation, which would be the operating entity for your business. We then create a new retirement plan, a 401k plan that's sponsored by and adopted by that new C corporation. And then the client, or you as an, you know, using you as an example, you as the employee of that business can elect to roll over, you know, let's say you need $150,000 from a previous employer, 401k, IRA, TSP, whatever type of retirement plan you have, and put it in this new retirement plan we've created. And we're going to set it up with a custodian like a Charles Schwab or Fidelity. And basically, as I mentioned earlier, instead of investing it into traditional stocks, bonds, mutual funds, you're going to choose to invest it into your own business, that C corporation. And then the C corporation will actually wire transfer that cash right into your company checking account. This is going into your business checking account where you'll be able to pay all of those business expenses in exchange for shares of stock. So it's weird to think about it, but in this case, your 401k plan is the shareholder of your C corporation itself. But we are also creating, you know, get back to your question, we're creating a real retirement plan. This is a plan that you or the client will be able to participate in and contribute to, and also offer to eligible W-2 employees. So it kind of meets both the need to use this as a funding strategy to fund your business and a benefit for yourself and your employees moving forward.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So I can continue to contribute to that, right? So one of the things that we'll hear sometimes, right, is like, well, look, and I'll just use myself as an example. Let's say we're going to take $150,000 from my 401k. My boy Luke at Edward Jones is going to freak out. Oh my gosh, I just took $150,000 away from him. Right.
That never happened.
And so that's going to come up.
Just joking.
No, or right. Or just, it's amazing. You know this way better than me. How many financial planners or accountants, CPAs have no earthly idea this even exists. Yep. Because it's pretty uncommon. But the thing is where, like, you could have that custodian, it could get changed down the road, and I can still go back to Luke at Edward Jones. Like, look, dude, I'm still gonna be investing every other thing with you. And the other thing that gets lost sometimes is it's my money. I can do with the financial planner sometimes feel like somehow get a, like they've tricked us into thinking it's their money sometimes, but it really is. And you can, this is a plan that is available to you for your business. You don't have to worry about the loan process, interest rate, anything like that. It's your money. Diversify and reinvest it in yourself and in your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? So, and it's not unusual. It's funny. You hit the nail on the head. There's so many financial advisors that have told my clients, no, if you move this, there's going to be income taxes. Early withdrawal penalties. And it's not their fault. It's just that maybe they don't offer this particular product. So I've had many calls with my clients to include their financial advisors to talk through that, or calls with their CPAs or their accountants to talk through the strategy. So I can promise you that we've been facilitating this for thousands of clients for the last 16 years. Like I said, it's been around for, you know, over three decades. It's been around for a long time. So it is a real strategy that can be used. And one thing I will mention, just because you kind of mentioned, when we're talking about, when I kind of say eligible retirement, one thing I will note is that most employers do not allow you to access funds while you're still employed. So sometimes I'll talk to a client that has heard of the strategy and they're interested in learning more, and they're working, all of their retirement funds are in their current retirement plan, and they don't plan to leave their job immediately. So just, you know, for people that might be listening, just know that most times your current employer plan is not eligible. So it's usually something from a previous employer plan, or maybe something that you've put into a rollover or traditional IRA.
Gotcha. And then certainly for the millions of people out there, unfortunately, not working currently, that's just sitting there doing basically nothing, right? Becomes a great option. So you talked about there's no penalty for the withdrawal. It's not taxed. It's also not free, but talk to us just a little bit. I know there is kind of a nominal fee for this, but for all the work that you're doing, I had somebody like a couple of weeks ago, I was explaining this to, and he's like, well, it's probably like $25,000 for Fran Fund's fee. And I'm like, Tara wishes that was, and it went all to her. Right. But it's a fraction of that. So what's that? What kind of, give us a quick peek at cost and then timeline to actually get all of this.
Yeah. So the great thing is that it's definitely the fastest means to funding outside of, you know, cash that you might have in your bank account. It typically takes us about 3 to 4 weeks to go through all of those steps and get access to your funds. And our cost for doing that is $4,795. I will say that we do offer a veteran discount as well. We are a large contributor to VetFran. So we surely appreciate our military service. So our cost for veterans is $3,995. But that actually includes us creating that C corporation, doing their articles of incorporation, covering state filing fees, the creation of the new retirement plan, issuing stock certificates, obtaining EIN numbers, and then the facilitation and movement of funds. So, you know, a lot of those steps you're going to have to facilitate no matter what funding strategy you use. And because it is an ongoing retirement plan, the IRS does require that any company that sponsors a retirement plan have a third-party administrator. So we make sure that these plans are compliant with the IRS and Department of Labor rules and regulations as they may change. And there's some filings that are due to the IRS each year. So we do that and administer the plan for $130 per month.
Perfect. Which is being paid wherever there's always those fees. Sometimes we just don't realize it where the plan already is.
Yep. Right? And that comes right out of the new business checking account and is a business expense.
Exactly. And not that we're going to go all CPA on people, but business expense means you lower your tax liability. So all good things.
You got it.
So, thank you so much for all of this. What else maybe would you want us to know about the ROBs that we didn't already talk about?
I mean, really just that it's obviously besides the fact that it's a great strategy for those that are debt averse, obviously not having the overhead of a monthly loan payment can help your business to cash flow faster. Again, in that example where we used $150,000, you can run that business for 10 years, all the while paying yourself salary, wages, and bonuses. And then if you sell that business or exit the business and, let's say you sell it for $300,000, you made a great investment. That $300,000 goes back into your retirement plan pre-tax. So it is very much an investment. You have to think about it that way. And, also that I offer and everybody on our team offers a free consultation. There's never any obligation. So we'd love the opportunity just to have a conversation and talk about the strategy more in depth and answer any questions that people might have.
Awesome. This is fantastic. Tara, I really appreciate you joining us today to talk a little bit about Fran Fund and definitely the ROBS program. So thank you so much for doing so.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. And thanks everybody for joining us today for another episode of the Franchising 101 podcast series. Hopefully this will help enlighten those interested into franchise ownership to some of the amazing possibilities that are out there. If you enjoyed our podcast, we hope you will subscribe so you can listen to all of our episodes. And don't be shy. Leave a review as well. We'd love to hear your feedback. If you'd like to learn more about potentially becoming a franchise owner, then click the link in your podcast window or find us online at francoach.net. There's never any fee for our service, so we encourage you to take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Stay safe and we hope to connect soon.
Thanks for listening to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.